The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha, Parshas Be'aschanan, we have the Shema Yisrael. The first posuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, where we declare that God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is our God, and He's our Master, and He is one. This is known as Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemai, where we accept upon ourselves the oneness of the Almighty, that He is the God of the universe. He's our God, and He alone is the God of the universe. And we accept Him upon ourselves. Then the next pasuk is we are after Eis Hashem Elokecha, that you should love the Lord your God, v'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'edecha. This is the mitzvah, the positive commandment, mitzvah asay of Avas Hashem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone knows this pasuk. We say it twice every day, and even children are familiar with this. But this mitzvah of Avas Hashem, you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a very, very difficult mitzvah, perhaps the most difficult mitzvah in the entire Torah. And perhaps the mitzvah of the highest level in the entire Torah. Why do we say that? Well, the explanation is as follows. It states, B'chol levavecha, with all of your heart. The Sifri says, and Rashi brings it, Shelo yelibcho choluk alamokom. What does it mean, Avas Hashem, that you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That your heart should not be divided from love from Him. This means that we are not referring here to only someone who rebels against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does not want to fulfill His word and His mitzvahs, but we're even referring here to someone who fulfills all of the mitzvahs, but he has complaints against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has reasons why he feels he's not so happy with his portion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt him. He feels he didn't get a fair share in life. So then, Chosalei b'chol levavo, he's lacking in the Ava b'chol levavcho, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of his heart. His heart is choluk al hamokom. It's divided. He has a partial love, and then he has reservations. Then, the next words in the pasuk is b'chol nafshecha. What does it mean to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your life? And the Sifri says, afilu hu neitel es nafshecha. Even if it means giving your life for the Almighty. Someone who does not want, who cannot give his life for the Almighty, the Torah is telling us that this is a lack in Avas Hashem, in the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara brings the brachas daf Samech Aleph from the base. A very well-known case of Rabbi Kiva, which we have learned a number of times. Rabbi Kiva, Eimer b'chol nafshecho, Afilo neitel es nafshecho. We are obligated to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu even if it means our life has to be taken from us. Toner Rabbonin, the rabbis learned, Pamachas gozru malchus rosho shleyasku Yisrael betorah. There was a time when the Malchus HaRosho, this was the evil empire, this refers to the Roman Empire. This has to do with what we commemorated this past week, Tisha B'Av. The Roman Empire decreed Shliyasku Yisrael B'Torah, that Klal Yisrael should not learn Torah anymore. Ba'a Popes Ben Yehuda, there was a man by the name of Popus Ben Yehuda, and he found that Rabbi Kiva was gathering together large assemblies and he was teaching Torah. He said, Akiva, aren't you afraid of the Malchus, of the government? So Rabbi Kiva answered, I'll explain it to you with a parable. The shu'ol shohay mahalech al gabi anohor, the raw dogim shohay miskapsin mimokam lamokam. There was once a fox that was walking by a river, and he saw the fish were fleeing from one place to the other. Omalehem ibnematem borchim. So the fox asked the fish, "Why are you running?" Omrulei ibnei rishotei shemivino leino bnei odom. Because of the fishermen's nets, which people are bringing to catch us. Omalehem ritzeinchem shetalu layabosha v'nodur ani v'atem kishem shedoru aveisai im aveisechem. He said, why don't you come up to the dry land and we will live peacefully together as our fathers left peacefully together. Omru lei atohu sheimim alecho pikeach shebachayes lo pikeach ato letipishato. Are you the one that they say is the most cleverest of all of the animals? You're not clever, you're a fool. Uma b'mokam chiyoseinu ona mishyorin b'mokam mishoseinu ala achas kama v'kama. And if in a place where we are able to live in the water we have problems there, you want to bring us to the dry land where we cannot live and solve our problems for us? So Rabbi Kiva said to Papas Ben Yehuda the same thing. If, when we are sitting and learning Torah, and by Torah it states that this is your life and the length of your days. Imono holchin umevatli mimenu al achas kama v'kama. And still, when we are learning Torah, we have so much problems from these Romans. If we leave the Torah, you think we will have less problems. The Torah is a source of our life. Omru lehoyu yomim mo'otim, atche tofsuhu l'Rabbi Kiva v'chafshua b'veis asurim. It wasn't a long time before the government arrested Rabbi Kiva and imprisoned him. And they also arrested Popus and they imprisoned him next to him. So Rabbi Kiva was very surprised when he saw Popus there. He said, who brought you here? He says, fortunate are you, Rabbi Kiva. Because at least you were arrested for doing something good. I was arrested on doing nothing good. Bishor Shreitzias Rabbi Kiva Lahariga, Zman Krishma Hoyu. They gave the death penalty to Rabbi Kiva, and when they were taking him out to kill him, it was the time for Kriya Shema, the reading of the Shema. Bohoyu Sorki Mes Besore Bemasroke Shil Barzil, Bohoyu Makabala Lov Ol Malchus Shemaim. They were scraping off his skin with swords, with knives of steel. And Rabbi Kiva said the Shema. And the Via after Es. Omrele Talmid of Rabbeinu Adkan. his Talmidim, his disciples said, even now, Omalehem kol yomai hoyisi mitstara al posuk ze bechol nafshecho, afilo neitales nishmoscho, omati mosai yovo liyodi vekaimenu. My whole life, it always bothered me, concerned me. When will I be able to fulfill this mitzvah? How can you fulfill the love of Hashem to the ultimate by giving your life for Him? Always bothered me, when would I have the opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah? And now that it is, the opportunity has come to me, I should not fulfill it. Hoyemayrich be'echod at shiyotzeso nishmosei be'echod yotzeso basko ve'omra ashrecher be'kiva shiyotze nishmoscho be'echod. He said the echod, and his neshama went out when he was saying the echod. And then a basko, a voice from heaven, came down and said, how fortunate is Rebbe Kiva that his soul went out on the echod. He is prepared for the world to come. So here we see how far the mitzvah goes when it comes to Bechol Nafshecho. Then it states, Bechol Me'edecho. And then the Gemara and the Sifri brings two Perushim. Either Bechol Me'mencho, you have to be prepared to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu even if it's going to cost you all of your money, all of your material belongings, wealth, possessions. Person has to be prepared to give up all of his possessions, if necessary, when necessary, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not, so this is a reservation in the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Dover Acher, another explanation in this, the Sifri brings, ending Gemara. Bechol mido o mido shemeidet loch, bein b'mida tova, bein b'midas peronias. You must love HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what he proportion, what he gives you, whatever portion he gives you, whether it's a good portion, whether it's not a good portion, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Maral in the Gur Ayeh asks, well, why is this different than what we said before? That you have to be prepared to give your whole life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be prepared, if necessary, to give all of your wealth for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shilei libei choluk, your heart cannot be divided. What is this coming to add? Now he says it's coming to add. This is a greater madrega, this is a greater level. Because one can give his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or one can give all of his possessions, or one can accept everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, but he doesn't necessarily have to praise him on it. But this that it states, Bechol Me'edcho, Bechol Me'edecho, Bechol Mida B'mida Shemedilach, whatever portion HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you, this means that you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahodaslei, I'll call Mida Vamida on whatever portion he dishes out to you. And not only to accept it and to be long-suffering and to be silent. Now this is a new level. You have many people who have grudges and complaints against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They said, look, I never had a fair deal and I was born poor and I didn't get the breaks the other fella got. And I didn't have this and I didn't have that. You have others that accept it. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me, I accept it. That's still not the Ava, that's not the love which is demanded, or we are commanded it. Not only do you have to accept it, you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. And this is what is meant when it states Tzadikim Amakablin Yesurin Be'Ava, that the righteous accept difficulties with love. Doesn't mean they accept it. That's not with love. But they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the difficulties. This is what the Gur Ayeh says in the Maral, but this is explicit in the Mishnah and the Gemara. The Mishnah states in Masechta Brachos, and that Nun Dalet. In Perek Hareya, Chayev Odom Levorech Al Haroa Kishem Shemavorech Al Hatova. A person is obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mevorech means to praise and bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on something which is bad that happens to him, as long as he didn't cause it to himself. But something that bad comes to him, which is beyond his control, he has to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu on something good that comes to him. How do we know it? How do we know this? The Mishnah learns it from this pasuk. Shneamar v'yoavta eis Hashem elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha. Then it says the droshes b'chol meidecha b'chol mido mido shato meidid loch havi meide lei. And every mido meidcha comes from the word to be meide, to lehodos, to praise. And every portion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you, whether it's good or whether it's bad, we have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is explicit in the Mishnah, and we learn it from this pasuk. V'chol mida v'mida shehu meidin loch. Now, the Gemara says on this, and this is on Daf Samech, Daf Samech Omad Beis, the Gemara says, you say that you have to be mevorach, you have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make a brocha, and raw, on something that happens to a person that's not good, just like he has to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on something that's good. What brocha do you make? On something that's good, you make a brocha tevo meitiv, or a shechiyonu. We have a good mazel. Person gets a lot of money, buys something new, someone gives him a very choshev gift, or we come to a very happy time, we make a shechiyono, or we make a torba meitiv. But if heaven forbid something not good happens to the person, what brocha should you make? So the Gemara says, Absures tevis, emar ateva meitiv, abeseris rose, emar boruch dayin emes. And something good, you make a tov v'hameitiv or a shechiyonu. And something that appears not to be good to us, then we have to make a brocha dayan emes, baruch dayan emes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice, is judgment is just and true. Then the Rava says, leinitzrocha ela lekibluni besimcha. And you have to accept it b'simcha. Now, not merely accept it. You see, that itself is a great level, because many people will refuse to accept it. But we are required, what's demanded from us, not only to accept it, but to accept it b'simcha. Rashi says, what does it mean to accept it b'simcha? Levorach al midas pronias b'lev of sholem. To bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Peronius and hardships, difficulties and sufferings with a full heart, to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Likiblinhu besimcha. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha mishum Rav Levi maikro. Now how do we know this? How do we know that you have to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart? So the Gemara brings many sources, brings a number of psukim. One pasuk it brings is from Tehillim in Kuf Aleph. David HaMelech said, Chesed u'mishpot oshiro l'cho Hashem azameiro. I will sing out to you HaKadosh Baruch Hu and chesed and mishpot. Im chesed oshiro. If what you do to me is chesed, is kindliness and goodness, I will sing out to you. In mishpot, if it's the judgment, the harsh judgment, or shira, I will also sing out to you. This was the level of David HaMelech. He didn't say that you do good things for me, I will thank you. He said, Chesed u'mishpat oshiro. That if what you do for me is goodliness, I will sing out to you. If you do for me mishpat, the harsh, cruel judgment, I will also sing out to you. Then the Gemara brings another pasuk from Tehillim, Nun Vav. It says, Belekima Halel. The pasuk is Belekima Halel Dover, Bashem Ahalel Dover. I will say Halel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will praise him. So David HaMelech said both Belekim and Bashem. The name of Hashem Elekim, that's the God of judgment. The name of Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's the name of Rachamim. So this is what he says, whether he shows me his harsh judgment or whether he shows me his compassion and mercy, I will give Halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rem Tamchen Omar Me'ocha. Tamchen brings a third source from Tehillim. Kosh Yeshua is Esau uv'shem Hashem Ekra, Tzora v'yogen emtso uv'shem Hashem Ekra. David HaMelech said that I will call out to the name of Hashem. But he said it both when I lift up the cup of Yeshua's, in other words, when you do great miracles for me, and I will lift up the cup to you, I will call out to you. And then he said also, Tzora v'yoga in emso, when I will find tzoras, hardships and difficulties and sufferings, I will also praise you. Then the Gemara brings from Iyov, Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokach, yishem Hashem avorach. When heaven forbid someone loses someone, so Iyov said, Kodesh Baruch Hu has given, we have to bless him, and when he takes, we have to bless him. Yishem Hashem avorach. Let his name be blessed. This is requiring from us an Avas Hashem, a love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is totally without any limitations, without any reservations, without any bounds, without any parameters. Many times you will have a great love for a friend because of the good things he does for you. The Chazal do not think that's much of a love. That's what is known as an Ava Tluya B'Dover. That's a love which is dependent on something else. Botel HaDover, Botel Ava. Because if he'll stop doing the good things for you, then you'll stop loving him. You have what is known as fair weather bankers. In good times, they're interested in you. Comes difficult times, they're not interested in you. If you have a lot of money, they want to do business with you. You need the money, they don't want to do business with you. This is not Ava. When it comes to the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are required to not love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in good times. Many people say, look, God has been good to me and he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what happens if God has not been good to you? We're required to have the same love, the same, just as you are mevorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala tov, so must you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu ala ra. Just like you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on chesed, so must you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on mishpat. Now, this is why all of this that we have just mentioned, that b'chol nafshecho, b'chol levavecho, total heart, be prepared to give your total life, be prepared to give your total material wealth, and not have any complaints, and not only that, but with simcha. This is why we say that this is perhaps the most difficult mitzvah in the Torah and the highest level of all mitzvahs in the Torah, even though we say it all of the time. And this is what is meant, that tzaddikim are mekablin yisurim da'ava. They don't merely accept the hardships, but with love means they bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu with simcha. The Mesillas Yesharim brings in a place where the tzaddikim and the chassidim, the shayim, the great righteous people, they even looked forward to difficult times, and they even looked forward to yisurim, to hardships. Why? He says, in order to be able to demonstrate their loyalty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they knew that's not loyalty. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you so much, so you're loyal to him. That's not loyalty. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastises the person. So they looked forward to the opportunity to demonstrate that. So they were happy, actually besimcha, when Yisurin came to them. He says this was the level of the great Hasidim Arishanim. He says just like a soldier, a strong warrior, you take a professional soldier, he looks for the most difficult battle because he wants to show his gevura. Or you take a Gibor Larutz Eirach, the best athlete, what is he looking for? He's not looking for an easy competition. He wants to go to the Olympics. He wants to go to Wimbledon. Why? He wants the toughest competition in the world, because there he can demonstrate his skills. And there he can demonstrate to the world his strength. So were the Hasidim Arishanim, the great tzaddikim. They didn't create problems, but if a problem came to them, a hardship came, they were happy with it, because now they could demonstrate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu their loyalty and their ava. So this is an enormous level. It's almost a level which is beyond human capacity. And it's not passed, not at all, by the goyim, by the nations of the world. The Chazal tell us, actually Shlema HaMelech said, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, to Klal Yisrael give each man what he deserves. But to the goyim, when they come to the Beis HaMikdash, give them whatever they ask for. So Chazal says, why did he say that? To Klal Yisrael you give to each man what he deserves. And to the goyim, whatever they ask for. He says, because by Yisrael, even if you do not give him what he asks for, he'll still love you. By the goyim, if you don't give them what they ask for, then they'll leave you. You see, this level wasn't possible by the goyim. Therefore, Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon, says, give them whatever they ask for. When they come to the Beis HaMikdash, answer their prayers, finished. Whether they deserve it or not. This wasn't possible by the goyim. Now, and you see by Klal Yisrael has gone through thousands of years of suffering, yet we're still loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam brings at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, he has a chapter on this, and he says as follows. Al yemar adam hareini eisem mitzvus hatere v'eisik b'choch mosse kedei she'ekabel kol ha'brochas ha'ksuvus bo. Person should not say that I'm going to learn Torah and I'll do all of the mitzvahs in order that I'll get all of the goodness that the Torah has promised us, or kedei she'eske l'cha ilam avo, or in order that I'll have the world to come. And efresh min ha'avere she'izira tere mehen kedei she not so mean a clawless axubustera, kadeshle koris mechailam abo. Or, for example, he said, a person should not say that I will not do an aveira in order that I shouldn't go to Gehenna. Or I will not do an aveira in order that, heaven forbid, something should happen to my neshama. Now, what's wrong with that? person says, I'm going to do mitzvahs because a Jew does mitzvahs, he'll have Eilam Abba. And he shouldn't do an Aveira, because you have an Aveira, you're going to go to Gehenna. The Rambam says, Al Yemar Odom, a person should not say that. What's wrong? Ein Roi, Lavei Res Hashem Al Derech Hazeh. He says, this is not the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'eved Al Derech Zeh, Hu Eved Meyira. This is what is known as Yira Shomai. This is one of the levels of Yira. He serves from fear. And Avodah Meyira is not a high level. It's a good level. Halavai, people should keep mitzvahs. Keep all the mitzvahs. But it's not, it's far from the ultimate level. He says the Nevi'im or the Chachomim did not serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu so they'll have a good Eilam Habo, or they shouldn't go to Gehenna. He brings the Hamayim, the common people, the public masses. They served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you tell them, don't eat that, you'll go to Gehenna. Alright, so you won't eat. Do this and you'll have Eilam Habo. Okay. This was for, he says, the common folk, the Hamayim. But this was not the way the Nevi'im, the prophets served, and this was not the way of the Chachomim. Ein Eivdim Hashem HaDerech Zeh Ela Ami Oretz Maktanim Shemachanchim B'mitzvus B'helech B'nesiv Shemachanchim Ashelavod M'yira. And this is the way you have to educate children. See, you have to tell children, you do this, you get a reward. You don't do it, then you get a hiding. Ad shetarabe daiton, until they become wiser, be abdu me'ava, and they will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love. Eved me'ava, so this is avedas hayira. This is they serve from fear. So how do you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love? Osik b'teiro b'mitzvahs v'heilech b'nesivahs ha'chochma leib mitnei dovi ba'elam. That is someone that he learns Torah and he fulfills mitzvahs and he walks in the paths of wisdom, not for any ulterior motive whatsoever. Leib mitnei yiras ha'ra v'lei kedei liyiras ha'tova. Not because he's afraid of what will happen if he doesn't do it, or not because he wants what will happen if he does do it. Ela aisa emes mibneshu emes. But he does it because this is the truth, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. Seif ha-teva leve b'glole. This will bring its reward, there's no doubt about it. But this is not his motive. Umay lezu, hi may legedole mi'od. This is the highest level. This is an extremely high level. Not only is this the level of the Chachomim, but not even all Chachomim will reach this level. This is the level of Avram Avinu. He was called Ayavai, my beloved, his beloved. He served HaKadosh Baruch Hu only because he had love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do. V'hi amayle shetzivonu ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'idei meishi shenema v'yavte is Hashem Elokecho. And this is the mitzvah in which we say in Krishma twice a day, v'yavte is Hashem Elokecho, that you shall love Hashem your God. U'bizman shi'eo v'odem es Hashem ava aruya miyad yase kol ha'mitzvahs mi'ava. When a person has a true love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then automatically he will want to do everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded him. Me'ava, and for no other reasons. Then he says, then he comes to explain, what is this Ava? He says, you should have a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu so strong and so great, until it's nafshik shura b'nafshik, until you're bound to him, you're connected to him. And you always think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you always desire HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until he says it's a bechina, it's a level of a chele ava, someone who is lovesick, someone who falls in love with a certain woman to the point where he cannot free himself. He's constantly thinking of her all of the time, and he can't stop thinking about her, whatever he does. Whether he's walking or sitting or doing this or whatever, eating or drinking, yeshem is there. Even more so should be the love in the heart of those that love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is shetzivonu, this is what we were commanded, b'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha, that you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart and all of your life. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, said, ki chaylas ava oni, that I am a person who is sick with love. And Shir HaShirim, the Rambam writes, is all on this parable. Omru Chachomim HaRishenim, our early sages said, maybe a person will say that I will study Torah and through this I will gain wealth or fame, they will call me Rebbe, a Talmud Chacham, or I will gain Olam Haba. No. It says, La'avos Hashem, you must love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you do, you must do only because of love for Him. And this is what they commanded their Talmidim, but it says the best of their Talmidim, that you should be you should not be like servants who serve their masters in order to get reward, but they have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ava, from love. Then he says, whoever studies Torah and does mitzvahs for these other reasons that we said you shouldn't, that is known as studying Shalei Lishma, or doing mitzvah Shalei Lishma. And that's Machmas Jira, for example. The other is known Lishma, where you do it for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chachomim said that a person should always start to do things Shalei Lishma. It's better that a person should do Torah and mitzvahs with some ulterior motive to begin with, because that will bring them later on to be able to do these Torah and mitzvahs without any ulterior motive. And therefore, when you teach the children, or you teach the masses, so this is what you must teach them first until they come to this level. Now, so now we have defined, what does it mean, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem? Now the question is, how does a person come to this, though? It's easier said than done. How do you come to it? Especially when we cannot see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we cannot feel Him, we have no physical contact with Him whatsoever. Through our eyes, through our ears, through touch. So how does one come to this? The answer to this is, this is what is written immediately after in the Posuk. It states as follows. It says, V'yahavta eis Hashem elokecha, you shall love the Lord your God, like we said, with all of your heart, soul, and so forth. Then it states, "V'hoyu advorim ha'ela asher anochi metzavecha hayom al avavecha." These words, which I have commanded you, shall be on your heart. V'shinantem levanecha v'dibalta bom, and you shall teach them to your children and speak of them. And it states in Vishinantam Levanecho is a strange way of saying you shall teach. And the Gemara Darshan's there that you must teach your children and yourself these words, Ad Shechidudi Meficho, until they are so sharp. Shinantam comes from the word. Shinantam comes from the word Shinon. Shinun means sharp. That you are obligated to teach your children and to learn Torah yourself until they are so sharp, the words and the principles of the Torah are so sharp in your mouth. If someone will ask you a sheila, question, you will not have to stammer, but you will be able to answer them immediately. Now, what does it mean? These words shall be on your heart. Rashi says as follows, and he brings from the Sifri, Mahu Avo. In other words, the question we're asking. It says, after you shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam is saying it should be an emotional love. How can one develop that? For someone we can't see, we can't hear, we can't touch. Mahu Avo, the Sifri asks. If you take these words of Torah and you engrave them in your heart, through this you will be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you will be able to cleave to him and his ways. Here is a great sod. Here's a great secret. People say, well, you know, how do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my heart. No. It's only one way to come to Avas Hashem. Behoyu advorim eila asher anochi metzavcha ayim alev avecho. If you will take these words of Torah and you will engrave them in your heart, bishinantum levanecho, and you will teach them to your children and to yourselves, to the level of Shinun, where they are so engraved and so sharp in your heart and in your mouth, that whenever anybody will ask you something, you will not stammer, you'll be able to answer immediately. Zehu Aava. This will create love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Shemitekach makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because then you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you will be able to cleave to him in his ways. What does it mean that you'll be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cleave to him in his ways? The Ava, love, is krebus, closeness. When you learn Torah, you are coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than any other level. Because the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. We mentioned this in the past, but the Sforim bring that when you learn Torah with depth and you become a part of the principles of Torah, this is a higher level in the world to come. Because in the world to come, it states, you will have the pleasure of the Ziv HaShekhinah, of the radiance of the Shekhinah. But here, you are a domak, you become part of the Shekhinah Atzma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are inseparable. So now we understand. You come and you command this with a level, a dimension of Ava that's almost impossible. But how do you come to it? So the Torah says, V'hoyu advorim ma'ela asher anochi matzavacha hayayim al v'vecho. If you take these words of Torah and you engrave them in your hearts, v'shinamtam levanecho, and you will teach your children and yourselves Torah to the point where the whole Torah becomes so sharp. The Ran in the Dorim says that from this pasuk we see that everyone has an obligation to learn Torah b'chol keiche, with all of his keach, because to come to this level, then you will come as close as HaKadosh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as any possibility. You'll become one like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when there's closeness and there's attachment, nafshei kshura b'nafshei, this is the Ava, and it'll bring an unparalleled love. And this, Rashi brings this from the Sifri, and this is what the Rambam brings. The Rambam that we were quoting concludes that perek by saying, "Dovyudua boru shein avas hakodesh bochun niksheres belibe shalodem at shishke beitomid kiroi inoeva hakodesh bochu ela bedas shiyedeihu." How does a person love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? According to how he knows him. As much as he knows of him. How do we know him? From his Torah. If we know a little of his Torah, im me'at, then the ava is me'at. Then the love is little. Im harbei, but if we know a lot of his Torah, then harbei. Then the love is great. The Gurayi here adds that Voya Dvorim Eila Alevavcho Alevavecho, when you place the words of Torah, engrave them in your heart, then your heart will draw you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the heart draws one to who he loves. And he says, then even the rest of the days of your life, if there's Torah in your heart, this will bring you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this, in this vein, there's a question we can ask. The Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Gimel, and this is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he writes everything that we've said here. And he says, how do we come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, if you misbeinen, if you go into the depths of his mitzvahs, of his words, of his Torah, and so forth. And this is what we said. But there's a Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis of Yisori HaTorah, where there he's also bringing, he's also speaking about Avas Hashem. And then he says a little differently. He says, how do you come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, also through Das, through knowing him. But how do you come to know him? He says, if one gives study and thought to his creation, to his universe. Now, where are we supposed to give the study and the thought? To his Torah and his mitzvahs, like he brings in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Or to his universe, his physical creations, his acts of nature. One place the Rambam says one way, and another place the Rambam says another way. My Rebbe Rav Gifter would say over in the name of the great Ramotel Pagramansky. He was a great gaon. Very, very great gone. That was in Lithuania. And he used to be in the Telz Yeshiva at that time. And he would say on this kasha, he'd answer it with a parable. The parable he would give is, he says, once a wealthy man, wealthy merchant, came to Paris, and his relatives took him to one of the great art museums. Paris has famous art museums, so took him to one of the great art museums to see the paintings. But whatever they showed him, he kept saying, this is not good at all. This is not beautiful. This is not good. They couldn't understand it. Some of the greatest art in the world is there. There was another person, a clever person, and he saw you wearing glasses. So he says, let me see your glasses for a minute. Took his glasses, and he saw that the glasses were all smudged up with fat, with other things. He says, let me clean off your glasses very well. Cleaned them off very well, gave it back to him. Then he saw the extraordinary beauty of the paintings. He says, so the Rabbi Pagramansky would say like this. There's a pasuk that states, Su'um morom einechem ur'u mibora eila. The Novi said, lift your eyes upwards and see who created the wonderful universe. See the sun and the moon, the stars, the galaxies, billions upon billions. Here's the kasha. The whole world lifts their eyes up and they see the wonderful universe, but they don't see me bora eila. They don't say, see who created it. To the contrary, some of your greatest scientists and professors are the greatest kafirim. They deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says it all depends with what kind of glasses you're looking at the Bria, at the creation. If a person looks at the creation with his plain eyes, he can see the stars and the moons and the suns, but he will not see Mibora Eila, he will not see who created it. And this is the billions of people in the world. But if he looks at the universe through the eyes of Torah, in other words, if he studies Torah, and Vayu Advarim Eila Alevavcha, and the Torah will be engraved in his heart, he will see so einechem lamoram, he will lift his eyes up and he will say, Mi bora eila, who created it? In other words, you'll have two people looking at the universe. And this one will say, what a wonderful evolution. And the other one will say, see the great miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because one is looking through the physical eye, the other one is looking through the eye of Torah, which he has in his heart and has assimilated itself in his entirety. And this was the same thing he said. This person came, if a person comes with smudged up glasses, you can look at the greatest paintings in the world, and whatever you see is no good at all. This is what the Rambam is telling us. The Rambam is saying that how do you come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through the great study of his mitzvahs, of his Torah. Once you have that engraved in your heart, like it states, then look at the universe and you will see further. You will see further greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will see the sun he created and the moon he created, and you can't stop. What could we talk about? A person could spend thousands and thousands of lifetimes and he will not even scratch the surface of what's in the of the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the universe. This is how Ramotel Pagramansky would explain this Rambam. The Rambam learned Torah. From there, he saw all of the miracles of the universe. This, incidentally, is something also brings us into a very important principle. We have what is known as the Dalai Lama Shel Halacha. A person sits in the four cubits of Torah, and he goes into depth in the Torah. Some people think that if someone sits in the four cubits of Torah, he's limited to the Torah, and he's not seeing the rest of the world, while others see the whole world. It's just the opposite. Someone who does not sit in the four cubits of Torah, and he looks at the rest of the world, he sees nothing. He sees Sheker. What he sees is totally lies and deceit, because he lifts his eyes upwards and he says, who created all of this? Where did it come from? And he gives you all kind of Baba Maisim as to where it came from. So he's seen Cheshach, he's seen darkness, he's seen nothing. His world is limited. But someone who sits into the four cubits of Torah and he goes into depth in the Torah, through this gives him eyes where he can see the entire world. And in everything he sees the great miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is the level of Avas Hashem and Aveda Me'avo. Now, what is the difference between Aveda Me'avo and Aveda Me'ira, which we started from? Rashi brings, he says, Asi Dvorav Me'avo, in Edema Esa Me'avo Leiva Me'ira. You cannot compare the two levels. Aisa Etzel Rabba Me'ira Kishu Matriach Alav Me'niach Me'nicha V'Helech Leih. Someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of fear. In other words, they told him, don't do this because you'll go to Gehenna. Do this because you'll go to Gan Eden. Rashi brings from the Sifri that if a servant serves his master that way, one day he's going to get tired of it. And he's going to rebel. V'helechle. And he'll leave. But someone who's Avin Me'avo, someone who serves from love, he'll never leave. That's the difference. Then Rashi says something very interesting later on. At the end of the parsha, in Pasuk Tes, it states, V'yodata ki Hashem alekechu ulekim, okel aneman, sheme habris v'acheset lo'yavav, ulesheimri mitzvesov le'elav dor. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give chesed to the person. He guides the covenant and he gives chesed to the person, to his loved ones, and then to the Shemri Mitzvesov for 1,000 generations. Now, who are the Shemri Mitzvesov? Who's the Shemri Mitzvah? So Rashi asked the question. He says, here it says Kadosh Baruch Hu gives chesed for them for 1,000 generations. He says in another place, in Devarim, it states, La'alofim, 2,000 generations. Why over here does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give chesed to them for 1,000 generations, and in another place, 2,000 generations? So he says, because here it's speaking about the Shemre Mitzvah. A Shemer Mitzvah, that's a Esin Me'ira. Someone who guards the mitzvahs, that's someone who does it because of fear. Over there it's speaking about the Ohavov, those who do it Be'avo. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives chesed to them for 2,000 generations. So this is the difference. This is the difference. And this you come to the level, you can come to from the level of Torah. And that's why Klal Yisrael were called Bonim, Atem Lashem Elokeichem. They were called the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught them Torah. And they came to the level of Bonim. Not Avodim, not servants, but Bonim. A servant serves his master from fear, a son from Av. We'll conclude with what the Gemara says. Godel Hanenem Yegias Kapecha Miyori Hashem. Someone who enjoys the fruit of his hands is greater than he who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because by the one who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says just Ashrecha. But by the one who enjoys the fruit of his hands, there it says Ashrecha v'tov loch, fortunate, and it'll be good for him. So it says the Yorei Shamayim, the one who fears Hashem, he will have one world. He'll have a place in the world to come. But the
other one, the one who enjoys the fruit of his hands, will have both worlds, this world and that world. Now, what is it speaking about? What does it mean, someone who enjoys the fruit of his hands? So the Maral says a very important principle. He says, someone who goes through life being a so-called Yiras Hashem, fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, that's not a life. He's always fear. He's always afraid. Don't do this because you'll get Gehen. Do this because you'll get that. This is the Shemetz for Yisuf. See, this is the Yore Elikim. We have to have Yiras Hashem also. But there's even higher Yiras Hashem, higher levels. But the one who goes through life that way, where be careful here, be careful there, don't do this, don't eat that, don't step there, and don't touch that, he says, what kind of life is that? Because he fulfills mitzvahs, he'll have the world to come, but not this world. Be an unhappy person in this world. But the nana, miyagiyas kapecha, the one who enjoys the fruit of his hands, who's the one that enjoys the fruit of his hands? That's someone who's always blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He eats something, oh, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Drinks something, he says, such good wine, he drinks, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. He has a home, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. He has a wife, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. He has children, he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. He says, that's the Eved Me'avo. That's the one who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love. Ashrecha v'tov loch. He will be fortunate, and will be good for him. Ashrecha b'elem hazeh v'tov loch b'elem habo. He'll have both worlds. He'll have not only the next world, but this world also. This is the level of Abba. This is because a person has to learn how to enjoy life. Too many people go around and they're not enjoying life. And that's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person. I tell the story, I heard this from my Rebbe Reb Gifter, that one was a traveler. We mentioned this many times. Someone was a traveler. He was a wealthy man, and he used to travel on business. One day, it was a cold winter night, Lithuania, he comes to a lodge, and he comes into, gets his room, and next door he hears a beautiful, beautiful nigun. He listens at the wall, and someone's learning, and it was captivating. He went to the innkeeper and says, who is that? So he says, that's Rebbe Eliyahu Mivilna. It was the Vilna Gaon who was traveling, and he was sitting learning. He goes and knocks on the door, and he says, Rebbe, he says, teach me how I also can have Elam Habo. So the Gaon looks up to him and says, if you're asking for Elam Habo, it must mean that Elam Hazeh, this world you have. He says, no, he says, my life is very, very difficult. He says, I'm always traveling, I'm always away from home, and in storms and snow and cold and so on and so on. So he says, if you don't even have this world, how do you expect to have the next world? He says, learn how to be happy in this world. Then you'll have a chance for the next world too. People have to learn how to, and this is what the Gemara says, you have to be mevorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besimcha, you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu besimcha on everything that happens to you. Not only not have complaints or grudges, and then you'll have the next world also. There was a story I heard from, and this is comes from the level of Torah, because when the person has Torah in his heart, then he sees a different world. The story that I heard from Rabbi Meller from Yerushalayim, he said it over from Rabaron Kotler, Zichrein Levrocho. The Rabaron had a Talmud who was very, very good. And one day the Talmud tells him that I'm leaving the yeshiva, I'm going into business. So Rav Aaron was aghast. He says, you learn so well. You can be a great Rav. Why are you going into business? She says, the Rebbe taught us that if you learn Torah or you support Torah, it's the same Zelba Elam Abba, the same Elam Abba. So I'll support Torah. So the Baran answered, it's the Zelba Elam Abba, it's the same Elam Abba, but not the same Elam Azir. Not the same Elam Azir. So this is what is in the mitzvah of the after Eis Hashem Elokecho, v'chol levovecho, v'chol nafshecho, v'chol me'edecho, v'ayu advori me'ila, asher anochi metzavcha ayem, alev alecho. Only through engraving the words of Torah in one's heart can one come to this. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.